Paper 10, Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. Is there anybody out there?
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our program, Is There Anybody Out There? I'd like to introduce Tom Davidson, who is here to tell us about an amazing discovery, the discovery of a planet similar to Earth.
Good morning. I'm very happy to share this exciting news with you. As you know, the question, Is there anybody out there? Or in other words, are there life forms on other planets? Is not new. We are all familiar with science fiction movies like Men in Black, in which aliens visit Earth on a regular basis. However, it is not only movie makers or writers who have dealt with this question. For years, scientists too have been trying to find other planets on which life forms might exist.
And is this the first planet they have discovered?
No. There are other planets that orbit, or in other words, that circle their own sun besides this one. But what is so exciting about this new planet is that it is the most Earth-like planet ever discovered.
Could you tell us more about this planet? Does it have a name?
Of course. This planet is called Kepler, and it was discovered with the use of the Kepler Space Telescope. In 2009, NASA sent this telescope into space in order to discover if there were other Earth-like planets in the galaxy. Kepler 452b is 1,400 light-years away from our solar system. Just like Earth, it circles its own sun. The distance from Kepler to its sun is about the same as the distance between our planet and our sun. In addition, the temperatures on both planets are similar. These factors increase the chances that there is water on Kepler. This is important when trying to answer the question whether there are other forms of life out there, because scientists believe that water is critical for the development of life forms.
Are there other similarities?
Yes. The number of days it takes both planets to circle their suns is also similar. It takes Kepler 385 days to circle its sun, and 365 days for Earth to circle our sun. Scientists also believe that just like Earth, Kepler is rocky. However, they assume that the gravity on Kepler is twice as strong as the gravity we have on Earth. This, of course, is something to be considered when thinking about possible flights to this planet in the future.
Do you think flying there will be possible in the near future?
No, not really, because Kepler is 1,400 light-years away. Getting there will probably not be possible in the near future. So unfortunately, if you have already imagined yourself visiting this Earth-like planet and meeting other life forms, I am afraid that I have to disappoint you, at least for now.
Oh well. Aside from the difference in gravity, I have also heard that the sun Kepler circles is older than our sun. Is that important?
It certainly is. The sun that Kepler orbits is about 6 billion years old, much older than our sun. This is important because it can give scientists valuable information about how our sun will affect Earth as it gets older.
That is interesting, but unfortunately, our time is up. I want to thank you, Tom, for being with us today and telling us about Kepler. And regarding the question, is there anybody out there? Well, maybe. Let's just keep our fingers crossed.